master's service. There are steps of change that we need to take. And as believers, when God calls you out of darkness into His glorious light, I wish I could say that you didn't have any more flesh. Can you guys hear me all right? But we still have flesh along. You realize that you have two natures, the nature of Christ in you, and that spiritual side, that born-again side, the God side of your life. You're alive in Christ. When it comes to those areas that we must crucify that flesh, that area, that appetite, to walk more in what He has. But as a truth, every single person in this room will be brought through a refining process. It doesn't matter on the calling as far as the fivefold ministry. You are all called to be saved. We're all called to lead somebody to Christ. We're all called to reach the world. Say amen. But we're most of all, we're called to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. And with that, there's a calling becomes a responsibility. You heard some of that. Now, me and my sister here didn't share anything about anything. Amen. How many of us, that's a true word of God? There's no tip-offs here. I'm going to be preaching on this. Make sure your message, I mean, is the Lord able to speak? How many here want to be used by the Master? How many want to be fit for the Master's service? Like all of you in here, there's a process of change. Now, I'm going to give you some homework. I want you to read the book of Esther. Oh, that's too many pages. I want you to read the book of Esther. It'll bless your life. How many will read the book of Esther? Okay, that was three quarters. I need a 100% participation. How many will read the book of Esther? Oh, there we go. The truth is that when a word is given, if we follow instructions, we have a blessing. If we could have retained every sermon we've already heard, we'd all be unbelievable. But our tendency is that we leak. Say amen. I'm hoping that you can still remember the message by the time you make it to the door. Because if I ask you, what did I preach about? And you say, Jesus? That's good, but hopefully there's a little more retention there. Amen. Come on, this is the word of life. It's something that we need. I'm going to breeze through the first part of this. When it comes to chapter 1, King Xerxes is going to ask for a banquet, and he's going to request that Queen Vashti come. But she's going to refuse. Now, rebellion is something that's in the kingdom. When it came to those times, if the king bids you to come, it's yes and amen. Say amen. If the King of Kings bids you to come to him, it's like, don't refuse. Because when we refuse, we start to disqualify ourselves from being useful. Oh, hello. How many times has the Lord say, hey, I want to spend a little time with you tonight? But Lord, I'm tired. Come on. I mean, there's no excuse really cuts it. The Lord has a right to interfere with your own personal schedule and agenda. The truth is that He should be our schedule and we fit everything else into that. I've learned if you put Him first, everything else falls in order. I appreciate what Paul Youngi Cho said from South Korea. I have so much to do, I need to spend another hour in prayer. Oh, say amen. How many of us, God can arrange those things? All of us in here need encouragement. How many of us, encouragement can come from the Lord? Now, I shared this a couple weeks ago. This is not kindergarten in here. Well, I'm upset, so I'm going to take my tithe and go elsewhere. Where? Say amen. How many of us, we have to be mature people of Christ. Now, I'm not saying that's anybody in here, but I've been a saved long enough and a pastor long enough to know that some people get torqued at different things. And sometimes things that really don't matter. Oh, that's good preaching, Pastor. When you get to chapter 1, verses 15 through 18, it talks about the king made a decree that you shall come before me, but she refused. When I look at this, she's placing herself in an area.
when you get to verses 19 and 20, if it pleases the king, send out a royal decree in all the laws of the Medes and Persians. It shall not be altered, that what Vashti has done, she'll come before the king no longer. There's going to be a stiff penalty here, because now the king is embarrassed that his queen will not come before him. In front of his nobles, in front of people of importance. Listen to me, we serve the King of Kings. We have no right to choose whether we come or not. If you've been saved, you're bought with a price. Now we have a loving God, don't get me wrong. We have a God that's compassionate, a God who forgives. But the heart should be, if you bid me to come, I'm coming. Say amen. Only when we're infantile do we disobey and get away with it. But when we're mature, we have no excuse. Amen? All of you parents have bid your kid, come and eat, come in and clean your room, do something, true? I haven't met a perfect kid yet. Now, there's some that are close, but there's not a perfect kid yet. You want to know why? Because your parents aren't perfect. Oh, say amen. Don't put it all on the kid. Come on. How many here have a little flaw here and there? How many are glad that your sins are under the blood? Say amen. So we need to be honest about those things. But when you become older, listen to me. I'll just pick an age. If you're 40 years old and you're bid to come to the dinner, the banquet's already done, don't be sitting on the couch and choose when you're going to come. The king's bidden her to come. There's going to be a decree go out saying, listen to me, no longer is this acceptable. When you get to chapter 2, verse 1, the king's wrath was against. When it subsided, there's a new decree that he's going to look for a new queen. If you're taking notes this morning, for God to use you, you must be called. When you get to Esther 2, verse 2, he says, he sent out a servant to look for those who's going to be fit to be used, that he can start to look for a new queen. When God calls you out, he takes you from where you're at, from the world, and now he wants to change you. I'm so glad you didn't have to get all cleaned up before you came to God. He's looking for a new queen. That means to be fit for the king, there has to be a change. Somebody right off the street may be able to preach a word, but their character hasn't lined up with their conduct. So there has to be time. That's why I always struggle when I see new ministers. You may be called, but you need to be seasoned a little more. Just because you can speak a word doesn't mean that you're ready to carry the mantle. Oh, that's good preaching, amen? But we should strive for that area. I want this church to be praying for younger ministers to rise up. We need another generation to rise up. The last time Pastor Mark and I went to all pastors, there was a couple hundred there. They're all gray-haired dudes, men and women. I mean, those are aging. They're great men and women, no doubt about it. They've carried it. But there needs to be younger men and women in there. And I believe in women in ministry. I say, I believe in women in ministry. They can carry the mail too. Hello? Thank God for so many years women have carried the prayer meetings. Do you know, truly a woman of God doesn't mind men rising up? Because they understand the authority. But one thing I can say here at Lighthouse, I'm seeing a shift. I'm seeing 25, 30 men saying, I'm hungering after God. That's a good thing. I said, that's a good thing. I've been employed at much bigger churches, didn't even have that many men come out. There's a new hunger happening. Amen. Say, God is good. When you get to chapter 2, verse 3, he's going to set out a decree that each woman must have a beauty preparation. It's for a reason. When you come into the kingdom, there needs to be a makeover so you become useful. Hello? Say, God is good. Look at Esther 2, verse 12. And here's where I want to start. Esther 2, verse 12. It says, each young woman must turn, come, before the king after she has completed 12 months of preparation. According to the regulations of women, these are called days of purification or preparation. There shall be 6 months of myrrh and 6 months of perfumes. These preparations are for beautification purposes. He says, those that come in and that are called, there must be 12 months now of beautification before you come before the king. The first area that we must deal with is oil. Oil must be applied to us. All of us are hard and callous when we come out of the world. Even if your demeanor is still nice, listen to me, the world has made us all hard. Would you agree? It's made us crafty. It's made us deceitful. And I found that oil begins to soften up. Now, how many of you ever played baseball before? Do you know they make oil that covers in the leather? It works in. Every time I had a new mitt, I had time where I would just oil it and then wrap it up. It made a difference. Others were no different. If you put somebody in ministry or using by God too quick, they become calloused and hard. They become sharp. They may be right in what they're saying, but we can't be sharp in those things. The Bible says this, be patient with all men, the Lord's near. In this room, you must let the Lord use you, but you must allow the oil to flow to you. Listen, you can run for a while without oil, but sooner or later, you're going to seize up. And that's what happens in ministry with most men and women. There's so much giving out, so much expending, so much there, that their oil resource starts to dry up. But then they don't have time to get refilled. Jesus always gave us an example, and he was a busy guy. How would you like from morning to night lay hands on people? Heal all manner of sickness. That expends a lot of energy. Would you agree? Let alone the teaching, let alone trying to avoid getting stoned or kicked out of a sanctuary. How much all that was part of Jesus' ministry? But every time you'll notice that he went back to his Father and got refilled. And if you want to know what it's like when he went up there, Peter, James, and John got a glimpse of it. How many think he had some pretty glorious times with his Father? But he always did that. Jesus used the measure that we must use. That oil needs to be part of it. Somebody say oil needs to be part of it. In verse 12 in chapter 2, there's 6 months of this. 6 months of oil. That gum resin, it softens, it anoints, and it prepares. It's all of a sudden, I'm coming out of the world. Lord, I want you to know me. You've called me, like God's called you in this room. But now I'm going to go through the process. That means daily, Lord, rub that time and that oil in. That means every day, Lord, work it in me. Your speech should start to change because you've been saved for a while. Say amen. You should start looking at things a little different because you've been with him. Some of your rough edges need to start falling off. Come on. And I've learned this, that if you're anointed, offenses kind of rub off you. But when you're vulnerable, they penetrate your heart. Like the armor that you have, look, saturate that area so it extinguishes. I can't stop the arrows that will come your way. They're going to come. But what you can prepare for is that when it hits, it's so much oil that it just goes, tss. The only time it hurts is when it brings penetration. True? And how many knows that we don't need to be offended people? Somebody's going to jerk your chain. I guarantee it. And sometimes it may come as close as your own personal family. I can't stop any of that. But what I can say is you don't need to take the bait or chew on the food. But when it comes to brothers, if I'm anointed and you're anointed, guess what happens? We just slide right off. Hallelujah. And you know what? There's no offense there. You become soft and pliable. Maybe there's an area that you're still struggling with. I'm still working on when somebody cuts me off in traffic and goes 35 in a 70. Amen? Then my wife will speak this word. Well, maybe they're going to turn real soon. She's bringing me words of comfort and strength. There's no exits for the next 10 miles. But I appreciate the word, amen? Maybe they're a new driver and they're just learning that that's the pedal on the right. Again, comforting words of strength. I'm like, that you learned that in driver's ed. So you see how quick I answer myself. God's still working on your pastor. But I thank God I'm not what I used to be. Can I get an amen here? The process of oil. Are you allowing that to work in you? Are you allowing it to soften you and remove your callous? Are you starting to say, Lord Jesus, you made my heart weak. I'm terrified of the Almighty in Job 23, verse 16. For Queen Vashti, her heart was hard, and she's going to miss what God's doing. How many times have we been hard and we missed what God is doing? More than ever in these days, we need to lock arms. We're part of the kingdom. And in this church, we will be bringing down strongholds. That isn't our testimony. Our testimony is we love our God, but we're going to be active in the kingdom. I said we're going to be active in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Are you enjoying so far? Oh, we got a lot to go with. If you're taking notes, in Isaiah 6, verses 1 through 3, when King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And we know they cry, holy. Notice that. He's lifted up. He's always in that elevated position. So if you're bidden to come, you're coming to a higher ground. Jesus paved the way. No wonder he says, I'm going to go to my Father and your Father. What a privilege we have to enter into his presence. Say amen. Now, we don't have... America has an authority problem too. I'll just tell you that right off the bat. Okay? Whether I agree with everything going on in the White House, here's the truth in my life. Whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, if I was invited to the White House, I'd make sure I had a suit on. Are you hearing me? Because I'd show honor to those that are in authority. Even though I may not agree with the, I still can show honor. When I serve the King of Kings, he's perfect in all his ways. I need to approach him his way. Listen, when you're a child, you spoke as a child. But when you became adult, you would do adult things. We still can't act like a little kid in front of the throne when we've been saved for a while. When it comes to the anointing, it preserves. When I used to wrap it on my glove, it didn't take long. 24 hours, I'd take it, and then all of a sudden, I'd wipe off the excess and start to work it on my hand. So it fit my hand. Your armor fits you. The anointing allows it to become a custom fit. It's not one size fits all, even though it's all the same armament. It fits you. Oh, I'm preaching now. When David was going to fight Goliath, Saul said, why don't you take this armor, my armor, and use it? Scripture says he couldn't prove it. He couldn't use it, so he set it aside. It was a noble gesture in the flesh. Your armor is different than mine, even though we have the same pieces. Because you can customize it. You can cinch it up. Hallelujah. Come on. Just like when it comes to weapons, if you've ever served in the military, either you can get one that's clean, and they all should be, or you should clean it. My buddy used to do this. When it came time to clean his weapon, he took it in the shower with him, and he'd hold it under the shower. That's no way to clean a weapon. You may wash the dirt off, but you're not cleaning what's important. Say amen. You might be able to put it back on the rack there and get it checked back in, but that's not useful. Oh, I'm preaching now. How many need to have the Lord do a little more preserving, a little more working in? How about this? When the oil comes, there's an oil of joy. That joy needs to be there. Believers that are filled with the Spirit should have a level of joy. It shouldn't be all sad, sad Christianity. Oh, I got to do this and I got to do this. No, it should be joyful. And we should be so quick to be ticked off at certain things. Listen, I believe in the manger. You want to set one up, it's awesome. But here's where I'm at in my level of Christianity. If Santa Claus is in the back corner, if Frosty the Snowman's there, have them looking on the manger too. Get them all saved. Amen? Oh no, that would be blasphemy. Listen to me, get them all saved. I mean, those are just plastic objects. They need Christ too. Oh, I can do that. Bless God, I ain't going to this church. How many of us, we got to mature past those things? Oh, come on. In Psalm 45, verse 7, I love your righteousness and I hate wickedness. Therefore, God, my God, shall anoint you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. That means you can walk with a joy those you work with do not have. Shouldn't we walk in that? Come, you got Christ. What do you have to worry about? The more people know about this virus than they do about Jesus. We got to change that. I said, we got to change that. It's always doom and gloom. It's always this and this. Well, what's God doing today? Come on. We have to look and say, God's going to anoint us. That anointing is upon. Remember, it's 6 months of this. 6 months of saturation. That's a good time. That means you go through this process, boom, here's another scoop of oil. Go through this, here's another scoop of oil. Until it starts to work into every fiber. Are you enjoying today? How many need to still get under some oil? Well, if we're receptive, even today can be a new bath. Amen? I shared with you, when I was a young boy, I worked at a grocery store. I did stock. And sometimes I worked midnight, sometimes I worked days. Depends what was needed. And I hated it when somebody dropped. Remember when Crisco oil came in the bottle? It was glass. Anybody remember that? You drop a glass jar of Crisco oil in an aisleway, oh, you're working that puppy for a long, long time. The carts, if people didn't see it, would go through it, it'd get on the wheels, then it'd be in aisle two, in aisle three. This particular grocery store that I worked at, aisle one had Crisco in it. And by the time they let me know, hey, little Johnny just busted a big ol', I don't know how many carts went through there. Every aisle had some oil in it. And you know, just a little bit of oil. How many ever had your foot slip? Man, I spent 8 hours cleaning the store. That's all I did all day long. Because aisle four, somebody slipped in there. No one fell. But how many of you feel bad? How many ever had your back go, I mean, when you get older, that goes, How many ever wake up and go, Okay, three of you. I don't know what that is, but you know what it is. Handrails become your friends a little more sometimes. Second step is perfume. Notice there's 6 months of oil, then 6 months of perfume. We need to smell right. Do we smell like the world or like the kingdom of God? In Psalm 45, verse 8, all your garments are scented with myrrh and aloes. Like from the ivory place which has made you glad. We start the smell of heaven. The stench of sin is no longer in our nostrils, hallelujah, or in the nostrils of God. Jesus is the fragrance of heaven. Then you know what? I need to smell like heaven. Isaiah 3, verse 24. I'll smell, hallelujah, sweet smell instead of stench. That's good stuff. Amen? I'll have a well-set hair, rich robe, beauty. Come on. If you have 6 months of oil, start saturating, and now all of a sudden here's 6 months of perfume. This is before you're brought before the King. Man, how many of us, that's a different individual. You start to be fit for the master's service. Each one of us. I love this verse. New Testament. Philippians 4 verse 18. It says this. I sent as a sweet smelling aroma. What's acceptable. Well pleasing to God. And Paul sent his companion. He sent them for that reason. That I may hear of your good works. But also bring a good tidings to you. We start to see different. We start to smell different. We start to act different. Amen? When I put some cologne on, I become like a chick magnet for my wife. My wife goes, oh. She follows me around. Don't you, honey? Say it loud and bold. No, you got to go better than that. All right, there we go. And it's like I have to beat her down. Hey, down, woman, down. If you're watching this on Amen. The truth is that it's a rich smelling aroma, and I don't have to put much on. Listen to me. The fragrance of heaven will not be overwhelming, but just enough that changes the scent or the environment, the room you're in. That's why being filled with God's Spirit, you just be you. It comes with you. That's such an awesome thing. Listen, don't change your personality to be a witness. You are a witness. Don't shift into a witness mode. I got to be this way. Be you. Let Christ use you. Listen to me. When you come in those arenas, God will change the area. Even Noah in Genesis 8, when he offered that sacrifice, after the flood, it was like a sweet aroma to God. God looks for those things. For Queen Vashti, she denied, says, I'm not coming before the king. And she was banished from the kingdom. I wonder how many people in eternity the Lord would have called, but they never responded. That'll add another layer of pain. I believe whomsoever will may come. And if you live in this country, as you do, the gospel has been preached a lot in a lot of different ways. We don't have an excuse. And America will be held accountable by the gospel on which it was preached. And I wonder how many are like Queen Vashti. I don't want to come. I know you bid me to come. I don't want to come. No, come. How about this? If the church will not be sensitive, pliable, and useful, who's he going to use? I don't want another generation to have to rise up and be used. He proved it when they came out of Egypt that generation would not be used by God, so he had to wait for their kids to grow up. All those 40 and younger were used. I mean, it was a serious business, the king. Now notice that you have this, and I only have a certain time here. You have oil, you have perfume, but notice it says 1 year. Time is important in this. Sometimes we want it yesterday. We want it. Time has to work. Allow time to work for you. Listen, if you shared your faith with somebody, then look for opportunities. Too much salt makes people gag, but a little seasoning does wonders. Pray for opportunities. Look for that area. Look for an open door. And I found this. God will even make situations in that individual's life to get their attention. Amen? One of the greatest things the father did for the prodigal son was wait and pray. Do you know through faith and patience you inherit all the promises? Notice that all of a sudden he spent all that he had. His so-called friends all split when the money ran out. Then all of a sudden he started to get hungry. He's out there with the pigs. And then he comes to himself. That whole time the father's still looking down the road every day. Keep by faith, keep looking. Keep looking for your family to change. Keep looking for opportunities. Then one day, I think that's my boy. Listen, if you really believe your family is going to be saved, make sure the robe is ready, make sure the dinner's almost set, and the ring's in place. God's given me a word that people are going to begin to return, those who've been away. And I said, Lord, how are you going to do this? He said, it's not an avalanche full, but they'll continue to trickle in. I mean, that's good news. I don't care how they come in, as long as they're coming in. Then God continued to work on their hearts. And when they come, the Lord spoke this real clear to me. that many of them aren't even going to smell of smoke. What I meant by this, not even going to smell like the world. And God's going to restore them back to where they left. How much that's good news? It's not a matter of, oh, man, I haven't seen you in a while. Where you been? Must be sinning. Yeah. Lucky to come to this church. We accept people like that. Come on. I mean, it's bad. I'm glad you're here. Come on, they're brothers and sisters. All of us in here can get trapped in a world, can't we? How many here have ever returned back to the Lord because you were being a bonehead? That's over half this group here. Then the Lord welcomed you back. We also need. But notice it's 1 year. Now, I'm going to have to stop at this point here. But there's always a time of preparation. Sometimes we want it so bad. That's why, listen, sometimes you can be anointed for a message, and that's truthful. But give it time to season. If you put the right seasoning to it, it tastes so much better. The zeal is good. But sometimes zeal without some boundaries ends up in la la land. And all of us have heard teachings that are so erroneous and so ridiculous, yet people followed it headlong. Amen? And let me say this to you. If anybody predicts when Jesus is going to come back, let that be a red flag. Because if they know it, and Jesus doesn't, they're greater than him. Because the Bible is clear. The Father will turn to the Son and say, go get them. Say amen. So if somebody thinks they're in a hierarchy than that, they're missing it. Amen? We're going to stop here. But I want you to get these three right here. That we have oil, we have perfume, and we have time. I want us all, church, to go through that. And it isn't a one-time shot either. It's a continual thing. Let's remove the year from now. Your pastor is still coming under the oil. Your pastor is still coming under the perfume. And time is still working. As long as you have time on this planet, my goal as a shepherd is to see you more like Christ and to receive the greatest reward God could ever give. That's what I'm held accountable for, this church. Amen? With your eyes open and everyone looking around, how many here need to have some more oil saturating? How many have some areas that are still maybe a little callous that I need to work in that? Maybe an attitude that, Lord, you got to adjust, okay? Secondly, here is, how many need some more perfume? Sometimes the speech may not be what it needs to be. Now, if you need a bath, bless God, Hugs has some soap, we'll get you hooked up. But no, I'm just kidding. How many need that perfume upon you, that scent? Now, if you're like me, you want it yesterday and it's already late if it's not here. How many need to make some more time work for you too? That means that daily routine is working. That's the greatest change ever. It's a daily routine. If they wanted to be with the King, oil, perfume, time. A daily routine. Some of your greatest devotions will come when you don't feel like it. Some of your greatest move of God will come when you don't even feel like even being there. God will step through. And last here, I never want to take this for granted. You've been honest with the first three. Maybe you're here this morning and you need to get your life right with the Lord. Maybe there's an area of your life that you haven't surrendered over to Him. Today's the day, now's the time. Who in here this morning say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to get some things right. Okay? All right? Anybody else? Join these here. Okay? I'm not going to judge. I'm going to love you. Anyone else join these, men and women? Okay? I want us to close in prayer together because I believe in that confession will change a life. I want you to pray this with me. Father, everyone in here, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm sorry for all my sins, for every failure, and I ask you to forgive me, to come into my life, to be my Lord, my Savior. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. And I know by the Spirit of God that you rose from the dead. So, Father, receive me into your kingdom, born again, changed. Now help me by your oil, by your perfume, and allowing time to change me that I can be fit for the master's service. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, God bless you this morning. I'll be by the door there as you leave. If God did something, just speak a word. Say, hey, Pastor, God's working in me here. I want you to lift your hands. I want to bless you this morning. Father, a blessing on this congregation. Lord, go with them in every measure. No sickness come near their dwelling. Lord, continue to touch and move in their families. And Holy Spirit, draw us closer. We want to be more like Christ in everything we do. Now go before them in all things. Continue to prosper their journey. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you for your time this morning. God bless you. Have a great week.